This is an important week because we are leading up to International Women's Day on Friday, March 8th. And joining us is the Executive Director of the Cathedral Center, Donna Rungholt-Megan. And Donna, let's talk a little bit about the Empowerment Challenge. I know it got underway on Friday, and this is really helping to empower women who are in need.
Hi. Yes, absolutely. I'd love to share about Empowerment Challenge. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. So every year, Cathedral Center runs a one-week-long empowerment challenge, and we're asking people to both contribute to a challenge pool that we have. This year's goal is to raise $25,000 in match funds, as well as encourage people and challenge people to do more to empower women in the community. And so we have lots of ideas about how to do that. We're asking people specifically this year to focus on the theme of inclusivity for International Women's Day, and some things that you can do specifically that could benefit the people at Cathedral Center who we serve are to consider donating your time, providing resources to people who are already experiencing homelessness and living in our shelter or our emergency housing program. You can provide goods that we have an Amazon wish list, or you can come in and donate a meal. We are looking for providing people with robust, healthy, nutritious meals. And unfortunately, our facilities don't have the space to have a full kitchen. So this really helps them to provide a solid meal while they're in shelter.
So explain how that works if you want to help provide a meal for some of the women and their families who are in the center.
So what happens is you work with our volunteer coordinator, and she helps you choose a day. She can give you ideas about what to serve, what's an economical meal to serve to about 65 people. And then you get a group of friends, coworkers, someone from your book club, a sorority. And you get a group of, like, say, 4 to 8 people, and everyone contributes an item, prepares it, and then brings it to the shelter and serves it. You can also have the opportunity while you're serving a meal to read a story with the kids, to provide an art activity with the kids and the families, or to just, like, work a puzzle, bring in a board game. So we're encouraging people to interact and just embrace the women in shelter.
Give me an example of some of the meals that volunteers have served.
Some people like to purchase a meal and pick it up and bring it in or have it delivered. So that could be a chicken dinner or tacos or sub sandwiches. But when people are preparing meals, they're making salads, macaroni and cheese. They're providing big stews, chili. Sloppy Joes are really popular. Hot dogs, hamburgers, casseroles always go over really well. And then all of the accoutrements that go with it, like a gallon of milk, some fruit punch, bread or rolls, and fruit. Food is always welcomed.
How do many of your residents react with an experience like this?
I'm glad you asked that question, because you would be amazed at how grateful we are. And it's not that we don't feed the people in shelter if a hospitality group doesn't come in. Of course we do. But there's a big difference between having a meal that we purchase from a restaurant that gets brought in, like pizza or fried chicken, and one that is cooked by someone who cares about the experience that you're going to have when you eat that meal. And to actually see the faces of the people who are behind the counter serving the meal, who are smiling at you and encouraging you, and just through their presence showing that they care about you, makes a huge difference. In fact, I was in shelter just yesterday, and one of our unaccompanied women came to me. She's new to the shelter. She showed me her journal. And in the journal, I won't say what it is because it was private, but she had written some really nice positive words. The journal came from one of our volunteers. So she used the journal to start writing about how she was going to motivate herself, some of her goals that she has going forward. And that was an activity that had been facilitated by volunteers.
You've got a lot of opportunities for volunteers through the Cathedral Center, but the Empowerment Challenge, which is going on right now through Friday, is also an opportunity to raise some needed funds. And tell us about that, and tell us about the matching funds this year.
I'm very excited to say that we have two really thoughtful donors who contributed to our match pool this year. So our Peter Geisert Giving Fund and the Godfrey Family Foundation came together to provide $25,000 in match pool. And what they're asking, they're challenging people to match them. So if you contribute, every dollar you contribute will be matched by one of their dollars, up to $25,000. We're looking for a total of $50,000 for this empowerment challenge. And what is that going to do for us is that, you know, the first quarter of every year is always really slow in contributions because we're just coming off the holidays, everyone's recovering from their spending, and it's really slow. And we are prepared for that slowness, except for this year, we have also been challenged with some additional expenses that we didn't anticipate and some loss of some public revenue. So Cathedral Center specifically is looking at losing about $30,000 from public contracts. We'd like to replace that with some of the funds from the Empowerment Challenge. Those dollars help us keep the lights on at the shelter and help us purchase food when hospitality groups don't come in. It's really, really critical to be able to reach our goal this year in particular.
This online fundraising event, again, is going on right now. And where do we need to go to learn more?
You go to cathedral-center.org. All of the information is there. And we'd love to be able to share your story on Facebook and other social media if anyone wants to do it that way. You can create an online fundraiser through Facebook, or you can join our fundraiser on Facebook. And that's cathedral-center.org.
Well, again, Donna, thank you for doing what you do with the Cathedral Center. And, you know, when we think of homelessness, we often think of men, but there are a lot of women and their families that are also experiencing that. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to share our story.